In a response provided via the messaging app WhatsApp, Linda Tom, a spokesperson of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, confirms that UNMISS is aware of the incident. Tom did not disclose which NGO was managing the humanitarian warehouse. Peter Dark, a lawmaker in the Unity State Legislative Assembly, says the trouble began a few days ago when a woman from the Chingyar clan filed a case against a man from the Chinkwad clan whom she believed was one of a group of armed men who robbed her. Dark says gunfire erupted during court proceedings in Gwit County on Sunday, after young men from the accused man's side clashed with men from the woman's side.
The woman recognized a person who looted her money. Then he went to open a case against that person. He was arrested and taken to court. During the court proceedings, the youth who are relative to the person being arrested is not a husband of that woman on the procedure of the court. So this is what generate the war, the conflict between the two sides. So they try to defend their relatives, and that is how the war has been escalated. The two sides lost about 5 people.
Dark says young men from the Chinkwad believe the woman falsely accused their relative and started the fight. Dark says the gunfire left 5 people dead.
Yeah, 5 people from the both sides. The side of Chinkwad has got three people, and the side of Chinyar has 2. Which is the side of the woman that the money has been looted, as 2 people died, and the another side are 3. All of them are men.
Dark urges the Chingyar and Chinkwad communities to de-escalate tensions and give peace a chance.
My message to the youth to stop such kind of killing. Youth, they should embrace peace. They can give peace a chance, so that our people may stay in harmony. So it was a matter of misunderstanding. It could be resolved. If it is not because of that the youth has been engulfed by violence.
Acting Unity State Police Commissioner Major General Gordon Machar confirms 5 people were killed during the court proceeding. Gerald Machar says authorities dispatched police officers to the area to de-escalate the violence.
The two clan, they fought, they killed 5 people among themselves. 3 they are that high, and 2 they are that high. There are 5. They're killing people. The commissioner left. He went there yesterday with police. They are going to with police together.
Machar urges all communities in Gwit County to resolve their differences amicably and allow the police to hunt down and arrest the perpetrators of the clashes so that they are brought to justice. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.